Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
60423.
60423.
Can you tell me what this is?
We're a factory direct store, which is an online store. Can you verify your name for me, ma'am?
Bonnie Mulder.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that account, Miss Bonnie. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
22936 South Pinehurst Drive, Frankfort, Illinois. What is this that I ordered?
Illinois. It's due to that Move Smooth. I'm sorry, that Move smartwatch that was ordered February 7th, 2022. The shipping fee was $6.95. That what got the watch to you. The $5.97 were for the earbuds. And as you can see, that $109.97,
yeah,
that's the full price of that smartwatch, Miss Bunny. You was
I'm
on a 14-day trial. You're looking at those terms and conditions.
You take this off. You take this off of my account. I don't want it.
You don't want it?
No.
Give me one second. I heard you. I wanted to let you know that it was stated in the terms and conditions about that, about the fee for that watch.
No, I saw nothing about that. It said if I wanted to register it, and I didn't want to do that.
All right, because I could have got it. I could have got a discount for you at a 35% discount.
No, I don't want it. Take it off. I don't have the money for that right now. My husband just got out of the hospital with surgery, and I don't have any extra money to throw away like this.
Well, let me ask
Please.
You this. I got you, ma'am. Well, what if I can get the account refunded at 35%? Do you think that'll help?
Can you just refund the whole thing, please, and stop trying to talk me into more?
Yes,
I don't want
it,
period.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I'm not. I was just letting you know what you qualified for.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I don't want it. I can't afford it. I thought I'd get this little thing for my grandson at $695, but I'm not paying no $109.97 for something.
I get that, Ms. Bonnie. Well, let me let you know this. I can speak with my supervisor and see if she can get you up to a 50% and see if we could get that refunded to the account and make sure that it's canceled. And that would get you
50%.
Half of that. Yes, ma'am. A 50%
refund. No, all of it. All of it.
Give me one.
Refunded.
Hold on one second, ma'am.
So for crap's sake, they're trying to charge me for that little watch I got.
Yes, ma'am. It's due. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, let me let you know this. I want to go in today, and I'll let you get my 75% refund, and I'll make sure that this account is...
Oh, for Christ's sake, what don't you understand? I don't want a percentage. I want it all refunded, or I will go to the bank and have it disputed as fraudulent.
Understood. Give me one second.
And they're going to come after you.
Give me one second. I'm going to speak with my superior. I'll be right back with you in a second, ma'am.
Yeah, I thought you did that.
I did.
Let's get on the ball here. I'm tired of waiting. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on one second, please.
Boy, does this piss me off. How dare they? It says free. Just pay the shipping. And now they're going to charge you $109 for the thing? He says, oh, it said in the article that it's just a 14.
All right, ma'am. I thank you for holding.
Yeah.
One second, ma'am. This is what I can do, ma'am. I did everything I could, Miss Bunny. I canceled the account. Make sure you wouldn't be billed. But in order for her to get that that account, it couldn't be refunded.
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am. The account couldn't be refunded. You'll have to call back with your bank. I'm sorry.
So you want me to go to the bank and have it taken off as fraudulent? If you guys have nothing anyways.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, but it's not fraudulent, and everything was stated in those terms and conditions about the
there were no
time period with that watch.
I answered a survey, and it said just pay the shipping. It was free. Now I'm being charged $109 freaking dollars for this thing. It's a piece of crap to begin with. You can have it back.
Yes, ma'am. I do appreciate that. But due to our terms and conditions,
well,
yes, ma'am,
you're
we won't be able to have
nice,
a reason.
I'm getting very tired of being scammed. You return my money. Cancel the account, return my money, or I'm going to go to the CBS News, any kind of news that will listen, and Facebook, and I'm going to tell everybody, don't answer these surveys. They're fraudulent.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize about that. But the information that was stated, and I have your cancellation code to make sure that, you know, you won't be billed anymore.
Well, that's great. I don't understand what I'm being billed for in the first place.
That watch.
And what does that watch do that I have to pay $109, what, every month?
No, sir. No, ma'am, I'm sorry. Actually, I think that was the final charges for that watch.
I don't understand what you're trying to tell me. I got a Fitbit.
Yes, ma'am.
Free shipping. It said shipping was everything. The watch was free for doing a survey. Then it said just pay $6.97 for shipping. Okay, end of it. I picked it out. They sent it out. There was nothing about paying a monthly fee for this stupid thing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. But if you would have scrolled to the bottom, it would have told you about the sign up in the 14-day trial. I'm looking at it now. And if I could have refunded the account for you, Ms. Bunny, I would have, ma'am. I would have. But you'll have to contact your bank. Yeah, man. Yes, you can contact your bank, get them on the line, and you guys call us back. And then we can speak about that, about the charges, basically. And you'll get a clear understanding.
So this is a one-time fee? Or does this go on every month, like you're charging me for service?
Hold on 1 second, I'll let you know. All right. You won't have to return it, ma'am. I thank you. But you won't have to return it. You can keep it.
And I asked you a question.
Could you return it?
No, I said, is this an ongoing fee every month for the watch if I keep it, or is that a one-time thing?
No, ma'am.
You said I'll cancel.
You've been canceled.
Of canceled of what?
The subscription.
You're not
gonna
give me
that's
my money.
One.
Oh, that's what I asked you. Is this a subscription? Do I have to pay this every month?
Yes, ma'am. You would have.
What a racket. You better cancel my subscription. This is ridiculous.
But you're canceled, ma'am. And I got your cancellation code ready.
And now I want to see a check in the mail or the money back in my account right away. This is ridiculous. You put it in such tiny print, nobody's ever able to see that at the end. I went through so many items before I could check out that how was I supposed to see that? That's why I said it's a scam, and I want you to return my money. You get your supervisor on the phone, and I'll talk to him myself.
I was actually speaking with my supervisor while I was on the line with
you. I'm glad you spoke to him. I want to speak to him, supervisor, right now.
Very well, ma'am. So you're saying there's nothing more that I could tell you?
No. I want to talk to a supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, Ms. Mulder. Give me 1 second. I'm getting taken care of, man. Give me 1 second.
Why is it taking so long to put a supervisor on the phone?
I'm just making sure that your account is canceled.
You already did that, you said.
I did, but now I got to transfer that information to another person. I got you, Ms. Bunny. Just hang tight with me for a second, please. We'll get you taken care
sorry
of, ma'am.
Sorry if I'm being rude to you, but I'm so tired of being scammed.
I get that, ma'am. You're okay. You're okay. I understand.
I'm not okay. I'm pissed. I'm very angry with these companies that do this.
Give me one second. All right, Ms. Dana, thank you for calling customer support. I'm transferring you now, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I got you. I got you. All right, ma'am. Hang tight. I'm transferring you now. Thank you for calling customer support, Miss Bunny.